Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
How you been, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. Enjoying the freezing cold, weather. Back and forth between, the 50s and the 30s.
God,
it's just
dude,
killing me.
So Friday sucked, because I woke up, 54 degrees, beautiful out. I go to the gym, no coat, and I'm like, this is great. Come back, get home, and then we go to, where did we go Friday night?
I give up where.
That's what I was trying to remember. No, I think I feel like we went to dinner for something.
Emily and I. McAllister's.
Yes.
Because I met you there.
Yeah, we went Yeah. And, wow, we are.
No shit. It's been a long weekend, folks.
God damn it, has. But no, from 7 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock when we went to dinner, it dropped 20 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Like, holy shit.
Because
Midwest weather, right?
I only had a sweater on when I went to the... I wore my leather jacket, which I don't normally wear because it doesn't have a hood. And it's not long enough on my arms because, But,
it was freezing cold. And then Saturday was just... Saturday we went to the local... We had a convention
here. Pop culture convention.
Yeah, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was fun. I had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
I got a drawing of my... Was supposed to be Harley Quinn.
Oh God! That
cross-dressing
was...
costume to a lumberjack jacked costume. I'll post it on the. I'm tagged on it on Instagram. I'll post it when this episode comes out. But I'm like that. I need to get to the gym harder to get those abs.
It was more the chest that threw me. Cause
really?
Because I was like, you didn't even have your chest showing, and they knew it was all burly and hairy.
Because the arms and the beard.
Hey, my arms are super hairy, but my chest is not that hairy. So, but no, it was awesome.
Yeah, the artist is JoeyAvila.com. Is that right?
Joey Avila.
He's a local artist. He tagged me in the post or tagged Comic Book Rundown in the post. So there's a picture of me holding it. If you guys want to check it out,
too bad you didn't have your costume on while you were holding it, though.
I think. Well, that's the thing. They were looking for me yesterday.
Oh.
Saturday, to give me have a picture with it. But I came today, I was out of costume, so. Still great, though. He's got some good art. Check him out, on Instagram, online. Of course, support local.
Yeah, always.
It's always great. So today, we are going back to Swamp Thing. We're going back to Alan Moore Swamp Thing. These, again, like I said previous, these books were... people have told me they're great. They're great reads. I'm loving it so far. Yeah, today we're like I said, we're going back to Saga of the Swamp Thing, issues 28 through 34, plus the second annual. It was published by DC in 1984 through 1985. The writer, obviously, is Alan Moore. The pencils we've got a lot of them here. We're done by Sean McManus, Stephen Bissett, John Tuttleman, Alfredo Alcala, Rick Vitich, and Ron Randall. Colors were done by Tatiana Wood, and letters were done by John Constanza. So let's go ahead and get into the issues.
Let's start with the first word on the first page of this, Plut. Which is
actually the first word, Swamp Thing,
nope.
Technically.
That's the title.
Nope. Yeah. you jerk. Yes, it's... So we...
That's the sound of mud hitting mud. It makes a plut sound.
Apparently. I like the worm that's kind of in the air as he's going.
There's
down.
Also a grub.
But what we see here is Swamp Thing is digging a hole. He's looking for something. And he doesn't know how... how deep he is.
Not looking. He's digging a hole to bury something.
No. He was... At first, he's looking for something. Because he's looking for... Well, we'll just say it. He's looking for the body of Alec Holland.
Yeah.
He thinks it's here.
Quote, unquote.
He doesn't realize... he doesn't realize that it's not there. Right?
No. Because see, right here, he's talking about how deep does the hole have to be to bury the past. He starts digging the hole to bury.
Okay, because I took it...
Because then later on he says, but I have nothing because the hole is empty. I have nothing to bury in it.
Interesting. I thought... Because I read it like he was looking for the body.
And I know I put it here somewhere.
Well, once he was done digging, he's like, well, the body's not here. Fuck, where could it be? That's when he sat down and the ghost, his Alec Collins ghost, came to him. But, okay, I get it. You're correct. I stand corrected. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the issue.
Back to the story.
Woo! So we jump back a little bit. We're not really sure how long, but we see Swamp Thing talking to Abby. And this is... So, if you remember in the last issue, issue, what was it, 27?
Seven, yeah.
She's working at Elysium Fields.
Yeah, the...
Yes, Fields, not Lawns.
Yeah.
Okay. We had that issue last time. Huh.
Mm, yeah, we did.
Wait,
was no, it's Lawns. Fuck. Not Fields. Yeah. Elysium Fields is, you know, the...
Yes, that's what... Okay. Yeah. So, she's working at Elysium Lawns, the house for the...
Mentally ill, I guess. Yeah, you know.
Mainly kids, but...
Yeah.
But after the incident with Monkey King and the demon, you know, she goes...
Etrigan?
Demon Etrigan, yeah. She is leaving. Swamp Thing is basically going back to the swamp. She meets up with Matt, who we know...
Is not Matt.
Yes, because he had just got in a car accident.
And died. And,
well not he really. Was...
He was almost
dead. He was on his way to dead. Yeah. But then this fly got into him and...
Fly. But by fly, we mean, you know,
well, we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that.
Well, we knew it wasn't just a fly.
Yes. Well, because the fly was talking. Most flies don't talk.
Superfly. Yeah, you suck, but your mama's sweet. Yeah. Joe cartoon. Look it up, kids.
Or not. So, but she meets up with Matt, who's magically mended. Car is magically better. And they go off. Basically driving into the sunset. So now we have Abby playing like there's nothing has happened. Well, again, she doesn't know about the stuff going on with Matt. But Swamp Thing and her are like playing around in the swamp. Like, not like, I don't want to say like a couple, but...
They're enjoying the scenery of autumn.
Yeah.
And she's making fun of him for his color changing.
Which, I mean, he's Swamp Thing. He's gonna... That shit is how he lives.
But he says, you know, it's never happened before, but this year he just kind of, you know, he's going with it because he realizes that he's not, you know...
He's not Matt, or Alec.
Alec, yeah.
And he's becoming more with the green than he ever was with... Even when he was thinking he was Alec, he was having a disconnect, you know, so now he can focus on the one and not pretend to be the other. But as they are sitting there relaxing, Swamp Thing sees a disembodied figure of Alec, which throws him for a loop. Abby's like, you know, Alec, is everything all right? And then he yells at her, like, don't keep calling me, or I don't know why he says it that way, but don't keep calling me Alec. Yeah, I'm not Alec Holland. He's dead. And then he goes walking off. And she's like, well, what did I say wrong? And he just leaves her there. And this is why, like, then we pan back.
Come back to where he was digging the hole.
Yeah, so this is why I'm thinking, like, he's actually looking for his body to prove. But now, again, thumbing through real quick, makes sense.
Yeah.
But, so he, we jump back, and he is looking for the ghost of Alec, because he feels like he's being haunted by it.
By himself.
Is odd.
Himself, yeah. But not himself.
Yeah.
His memories, I guess.
So he starts following them. The Alec Holland ghost is walking away. Swamp Thing is pursuing.
You've seen Harry and the Hendersons, right?
Long ass time. Okay. Yes.
Does that not, like, if it was brown, would that not make you think?
Holy shit, yeah.
Okay, because that was the first thing. If I flipped to this page, I'm like, wait, what the hell? And I'm like, oh, no, wait, awesome. Never mind. Yeah.
No, I didn't think about that. That's awesome. Oh, that's such a good movie. Yeah, for its time. It doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
Okay, so with Swamp Thing in pursuit of Alec Ghost, he comes to a building. But he recognizes this building because it was the building that Alec Holland and his wife, Linda, lived in. Because as he walks in, he finds a tablecloth? Or shreds of a tablecloth.
Yeah, it was a tablecloth, or I thought it might have been a dress or something. It looked more like a dress. Certain. Yeah, I wasn't entirely certain what it was supposed to be, but like where he picked it up, because it was in the middle of the floor, so yeah. Like it could pretty much be anything.
Yeah.
Could have been a... Never mind.
Whoa. but he goes wandering down the hall, and he starts replaying memories in his mind. And he comes to this doorway, which is basically the doorway to the master bedroom.
I just like to point out the 80s bangs right here.
Yeah.
Hardcore, like...
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... Anyways, 80s, it was normal.
Yeah. Anyways, comes into the bedroom where he sees Alec Holland sitting with Linda, is her name, right?
Yeah.
They're basically in the room getting ready for bed, making small talk and innuendos.
Lots of innuendos.
Lots of innuendos. And then he gets it in you. No, wait. Then the innuendos become in the endos. Wait. Yeah.
Yep. Swamp Thing goes walking down the hall after leaving that memory. Comes up to another memory of Alec being basically threatened by, did they ever say these guys?
One of them's name is,
Bruno.
Ferret, I think.
Oh, one's Bruno.
Cause I think Ferret is the dude in the suit, which, I guess they were partners or something?
I don't. No, it never fully explained. And again, maybe if I'd read the first issue of how Alec became Swamp Thing, might explain it more. I just assumed they were like guys that were trying to shake him down for money or protection or something.
Okay, see, I don't know. When I was like thumbing through it, it seemed to me like it was more along the lines of like they were business partners, and Alec found out that they were doing something wrong.
Okay.
And then he wanted them away, which is why he was going to send them to prison. And then they, you know.
They took the initiative, knocked his ass out, and
blew him up.
Yeah, put some dynamite under a table.
Right under the table, because, you know, that way he could see it when he woke up when he was laying there on the ground.
Yes. But one thing I don't like is instead of, he sees dynamite, and instead of, like, trying to rush out of the room, which I get.
He's got to try to defuse it.
Well, yes. But I get that's where all of his work is. Shit ton of chemicals. It'll definitely make shit blow up. But, yeah, he tries to defuse it slowly.
Well, he's still probably hurt from getting hit on the head, so he's
he
not
might have a concussion.
Straight.
Yeah.
But I love this part right here. It explodes. It's him on fire, running out the door, screaming, "Ee!" And then he jumps into the swamp and disappears.
But see, here's my thing. So, my understanding is both Alec and Linda died in that explosion.
Correct.
Because that's what we were led to believe in the last volume we read.
Yes.
The building looks like it's still standing.
Oh, yeah. Like, hardcore, it's still in one piece.
What happened to Linda? Because I was under the impression that she died in the explosion by being buried underneath the whole entire house. Again, I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't remember because I don't remember how
it's been
it played off. Yeah,
be honest, it's been a while since we read those. Yeah,
maybe they killed her and then set off the bomb to make it look like
possible. Maybe like a suicide.
And maybe the reason why the bomb didn't explode everything was because he diffused part of it. I don't know. Let's just make shit up so it works. Comic
80s man.
Yeah, I say the comic book logic.
The drugs are bad in the 80s. So, Swamp Thing, at this point, Swamp Thing is outside the house. He's done digging the grave. And he's just sitting there waiting for, I guess, the next thing to do. And then he ends up seeing himself coming out of the swamp. Again, it's a
younger, yellower version of himself.
It's a ghost, god damn it. Basically a shadow of himself. You know, it's the past. And he's...
No, look, he went from being, you know, fairly ripped and toned to having a little bit of a beer gut. This is definitely a younger him.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Holy shit, I've actually never noticed how much of a beer gut he has in that picture. He looks like my uncle sitting on the couch watching football.
So he's basically not like attacking his past self, but trying to get his attention, trying to figure out what to do, and his past self
just
points
keeps telling him to be quiet and
tell
me
quiet.
Attention.
And he points to the swamp, and our Swamp Thing can put it together that that's where the body is. So he basically jumps into the swamp and he goes to the bottom of it, starts digging up the bones.
I'm curious
of why the bones all stayed together.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, like, literally the entire skeleton comes up in one piece.
Yeah. Comics.
Yeah. Well, you know, they didn't tell you, but...
Oh, no. See, what it was with the bomb, that when it exploded...
He used his bones together.
But
no, because he was running after the bomb blew up.
But the cold water of the swamp, hot and cold, together... Like...
Some light reflected off of a weather balloon, some fog...
Swamp gas.
Swamp gas from Venus, and... yeah, anyways.
Yeah. So what ends up happening is Swamp Thing takes the body back up. The bones back up of Alec Holland, puts it in the grave and buries him so that he can finally get rest in peace.
And then plants part of himself on top of the grave.
Yes. So a marker, because otherwise, you know, once everything settles, you'd have no idea where he was. He walks away.
What you don't know is there's actually going to be a little swamp thing that grows from that.
I mean,
I don't
know. It's possible. Again, we're only... This is nine issues into the Alan Moore run.
Yeah.
Of a... I want to say like a 60-issue run.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah. It's possible. As Swamp Thing's walking away, he knows, but he will not look back. But he knows that Alec Holland, the ghost of Alec Holland, is behind him, smiling. You know, he's finally at peace. And that's where we'll end this first issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Swamp Thing story.